谢谢彼得弟兄的证道。下面呢 ，Mark Peter 弟兄会有一个分享。Mark Peter 弟兄是我们教会所支持的一位传教士，他曾经是我们教会的会员，他也曾经当过教会的执事。我下面把时间就交给 Mark Peter 弟兄 ，Mark。
Okay, my name is Mark Peter. My Chinese name is Pei Zhi Chao, and another name is Ma Ke and Pei Lao Shi. So I'm a teacher at Ningxia Shifan Xueyuan. So next slide. So this is the province where I live, Ningxia. It's right in the center of the country, way up north.
就是他居住的地方啊，是宁夏，然后所处于中国的中心地带。
Okay, next slide. Okay, I live in the city of Guyuan. It's down the southern part of the province, and this is the capital of Inchuan.
他所居住的地方叫固原，是在宁夏南部。然后上面的那个是银川。
Okay, this is the teaching building where we teach our classes and have our office, and that's my teammates. So you can see me, and then Mandy and George Sundin, they're a married couple.
这一张是他们的那个一个小队在大学的教学楼前面的合影。
Okay, we live in an area that is 54% Muslim. Some of my students are Muslim, so these are a couple of the mosques in our city.
他们所居住的地方，有54%的回教徒，然后当地有一些清真寺。
So here's a couple of Hui people.
这对是这一对回教徒夫妇。
So the gentleman with the white hat means that he's gone on a trip to Mecca.
这位先生他戴的那个白色的帽子就意味着他去过麦加朝圣。
And the women when they get married they have to wear, they're supposed to wear a light blue cap.
妇女他们结婚以后就需要戴蓝色的帽子。
Okay, this is a good panorama view of Guyuan. You can see that there's no pollution, the sky's blue, unlike most cities in China.
这是固原的一个全景，然后大家可以看到这个地方很干净，然后没有污染。
Okay, this is Peter Chow's twin. Right here. Can't see him too well. Okay, looks just like Peter Chow. I told him that before. I said, I'm going back to America. Be back in August.And you look just like a friend of mine. He sells Mao Dongxi.
有一对双胞胎，他是 Peter
Joke.
这是他开的一个玩笑。
Hey, our freshmen, they have to do military training for a couple of weeks when they first start school.
大一新生要参在开学几周要参加军训。
I teach mostly oral English, so this is my freshman. They're doing a shopping activity. They're practicing buying and selling different things.
Mark Peter 弟兄主要教的是英语口语课，然后这是他们大一学生的一个口语课，有内容是买东西和卖东西。
This is my co-teacher, Liu Xia. She taught culture with me this year.
这是和他一起教课的刘夏老师，他主要教文化。
Okay, one of the things that we taught about was faith in the United States. So you can see this is one of the slides that I used in class. And we talked about the Catholics, the Protestants, and the Jews, what they have in common. And most importantly, I emphasized about salvation.Salvation in Christ alone, according to the Protestants.
有一个就是他们教学的有一部分是讲在美国的信仰，然后有讲到那个清教徒、犹太教，还有天主教。我讲他们有什么特点？就是基督教的特点是耶稣基督的救恩。
The rest of the slide here. Okay, so I also teach sophomores to a debate class, and so this is their final exam. They have to do a debate.
Mark Peter 弟兄还教大学二年级学生那个口语，他们有这是期末的一个辩论。
In one of my sophomore classes, they would go and do an activity with me. They speak English. I give them a grade. So one group took me out to eat. And these two girls are Hui, Mingfu, and then these two girls are Christians. That's Andrea and Tina.
大二的学生他们有和 Mark Peter 老师有一些就是口语方面的互动活动，因为他们讲英语，然后老师要给他们打分，然后这是他们一起出去吃饭，然后照片的左边两个女生是回教徒，然后右边两个
What are these?
是基督徒。
Okay, then I had a group of five of them who came and cooked for me.So, one of the few times that my kitchen gets used because I don't cook.
有五个学生到了他家，然后用他们的厨房做饭。他家厨房很少备用。
Another couple of girls, they took me to Dongyuan Mountain, which is just outside the city, and climbed and spoke English, of course, and got to see the great view of the city.
这也是一个外出活动，就他们去爬山，然后还说英语。
We have office hours, all three of us, and it's a time to chat, time to hopefully share with the students. And we have these cards, they're all pictures taken in China, and you can use them to help you talk about deeper things.
这个是在老师的办公室，然后学生和老师一起聊天，他们还有那个卡片，就是告诉他们如何就是讲一些就是关于一些比较深度的有深度的想法的。
So I have dinner sometimes or lunch with students, also a chance to get to know them better.For them to practice English.
Mark Peter 老师还和学生一起在食堂吃午餐晚餐，这样就是可以让老师有更好的机会了解他们。
Okay, so I only have 13 boys out of 140 students, so there's some of the boys.
Mark Peter 老师一共有140个学生，但只有13个是男生。然后这是去他们家。
Okay, this is Jack, and Jack came over and he asked me, "Do you read the Bible?"
有一个男生叫 Jack, 然后他就问 Mark Peter 弟兄说，你读圣经吗
？So I got out my Bible, I showed it to him, I said, "Yes, I try to read it every day."
Mark Peter 弟兄就把他的圣经拿出来，就对 Jack 说，是的，我每天都读。
He said, "Do you really believe this?"
然后 Jack 就问你真的相信你们说的话吗
？And I said yes, of course I do. And I gave him reasons why it's true.
Mark Peter 就说他是相信的，然后并且告诉 Jack 一些理由，就是说为什么圣经上说的话是真的。
Okay, this is another freshman boy. His name is English name is Alexander, and he's the study monitor.
还有一个男生的他也是大一的学生，他的英文名叫 Alexander， 然后他是学习委员。
So Alexander said, "My father is a Christian."
然后他Alexander 就说我的爸爸是基督徒。
His father had become a believer when he was in college through some foreign teachers.
他的爸爸是怎么成基督徒呢？就是他在就是在 Alexander who's in college? Alexander.
His father
in college. Became
a believer.
就是他的爸爸在他上大学期间和一些外教，然后通过外教变成成为的基督徒。
So I asked him more about that, what he thought, and he said that he respects his dad a lot. He always prays for the family when they have difficulties and reads the Bible and goes to church. But Alexander and all the rest of the family, they're not believers yet.
Mark Peter 就问 Alexander 是怎么看他爸爸的信主的。然后那个男生就说他爸爸就是有去教会，然后家人有困难的时候他就会为家人祷告，然后他也非常的他尊重他父亲的信仰，但是他们家除了他父亲都没有人在信基督。
Okay, we Christmas party then kids made jiaozi for our party.
这是圣诞节的时候一个聚会，大家在一起包饺子。
Here's an end of the year party. So remember, this is Tina and Andrea. They're Christians. They're singing a song to be a witness to their classmates at the party.
这是年末的一个聚会。然后这两个女生是基督徒，然后她们在前面唱一首歌，然后为主做见证。
Okay, this girl here is Alice. She's also a believer. She gave me this tract, and actually the church there was handing them out that week.
有一个女生的名字叫 Alice， 然后她也是基督徒，然后她就把那个红的卡片给了 Mark Peter。
She called up my teammate Mandy, and she's going to do a presentation about herself. And she said, "I'm afraid to share about what I believe."
她就联系 Mark Peter 的队员，然后她说她想做一个做一个见证，但是她就是有点担心说不好，不知道该说什么。
But she decided to do it, and she was very bold.
但是他就是很勇敢的，还是决定要做这件事情。
And this summer, she told Mandy, she said, "I wanted to teach English and share the gospel with the students."
夏天的时候呢，他就告诉 Mandy 说，我想教英语，然后并且通过教英语，和学生们分享，福音，来传福音。
Okay, we have movie nights on Friday. We show English movies. We've shown several movies that have a very clear Christian message.
礼拜五的晚上是看电影的时间，然后这是在放电影。有一些电影就是比较明确，都是英文的电影，然后有一些电影就明确的传达了一些基督教信仰的信息。
Like this one's called A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore.
这部影片是 Mandy Moore 主演的，叫 Walk to Remember， 记忆什么？
She plays a Christian girl in high school.
她扮演一个就是信仰基督教的高中女生。
Okay, I'm part of a project, an educational project in Ningxia. So we have three teams, one in the capital, and our leader is there.And then our team in Guyuan. Then we have another group in a city called Lungda. And so we gather together to celebrate Thanksgiving.
就是他们的就是教学吧，分为三个部分，然后在三个不同的地方释放。这是感恩节的时候三个分队聚在一起。
And while we were there, George and I had a chance to go to one of our students' home. And most of our students, yes, corn. Most of our students are peasants, very poor.
这是他们有机会去到学生家，很多学生的家里呢是农民，然后家里比较贫困。
That's my tutor, Mr. Jung. He is a Chinese teacher, teaches me Chinese, tries to. We talk a lot of English, though.
这位郑老师是教 Mark Peter 中文的老师。
He is also in the Foreign Affairs Office, so he tells me what's going on, and he's also a party member. He's a Communist Party member.
郑老师是那个共产党员，然后他也在外事办，所以他就告诉 Mark Peter 弟兄一些事情。
And his mother is a Christian and witnesses to him all the time, and witnesses to his in-laws also.
郑老师的 mother?
Mother.
The 母亲是基督徒。
And she tells him about Christ, and also she's had a chance to tell his in-laws about
Christ. 就是郑老师的母亲就是为像郑老师还有他的亲家那个来传福音。
This is a celebration. It's the 1 month birthday of his daughter.
这是为他的女儿一周岁的庆生会。
But his daughter and wife are in Chongqing.
但是他的妻子和女儿都在重庆。
Yeah. Okay, so this is Mrs. Ma. She's in the house church. She used to cook and clean for us.This is my former teammate, Sherry. She's in Tennessee now. This is Esther. Esther is a teacher. She's a tenured teacher in the English department, and she's the leader of the college group at the house church.
这个是三位姐妹在一起的合影。
Okay, some of our C4 friends, the Kriglines.Are living in Xiamen, so I had a chance to visit them.
这两位是也是从歌城华人教会来的，然后他们住在厦门。
Okay, Wei Chow and Ruth. So they're down in southern Taiwan, reaching out to working class people.
Wei Chow 和Ruth 这一家他们在台湾的南部释放。
Okay, and the Knoxes, I got to see them in Thailand. They're in the United States in Oregon right now for a year.
Knox 这一家他是在泰国释放，然后他们现在在美国。
Got to see Chris and Emily and Joanne and Jonathan in Taipei, and they're reaching out to shopping mall workers.
这一家人呢是在台北然后他们是向那个商场的雇员们传福音。
And Tim and Alice and Fanfan. And Fanfan, you might not recognize Fanfan. Fanfan is a senior in high school. He's graduating. He'll be going to college, hopefully in the United States. Tim is a professor.In information systems at a private university in Taiwan.
Yeah. 这家人也是在台湾，然后他们家的孩子是要上大学了，然后那个男主人是在一所私立的大学任教。
Okay, there's Casper. Some of you, a few of you may know who he is.He's married, so I told people when I showed this picture, they'll be very happy to see his wife and see his son. He's a pastor, and I got to share at his church.
这是 Tesfer 牧师一家。
He looks about the same. He hasn't changed.
他看起来没有什么变化。
Okay, so some prayer requests. So, of course, continue to pray. We have opportunities to share with our students, with our colleagues, our friends. The spiritual warfare is very fierce there.
有些代祷事项就是能够有机会继续的向当地的学生和朋友来传福音。还有就是属灵的征战是很激烈的，对。
And for my teammates, Mandy and George, they're still in China right now. One of the things they're doing is visiting some of our students in their homes.
他的队友 Mandy 和 George 还是仍然在中国，然后他们要到学生家里访问。
And of course, for our brothers and sisters in the church there, and also the college group.
也为当地的基督徒弟兄姐妹祷告，并且还有就是学校的大学团体。
And for good health, we've had especially Mandy has had a lot of health problems this year.
Mandy 今年呢有很多身体状况问题。
For financial support, I'm thankful that for the support I received from this church.
就是还有就是从经济方面的支持。
And the last thing, VCAP decision, what it means is that my organization wants me to make a decision about staying longer than probably 2 more years.
他的就是宣教组织希望他能够决定更多2年的侍奉。
So that's all. Thanks so much for this opportunity to share.
谢谢大家。